We're going to get off racism here and Vietnam a little bit. We're going to kind of change the subject and try to focus just a little bit on Watergate before we finish this interview. Now, correct me if I get any of my facts wrong. Richard Nixon was Republican.
That's right.
Most of the Southern white voters were Democrats. Is that correct, would you say? Traditionally?
Yes, traditionally. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Maybe not at that time.
Yeah.
Do you think the Watergate incident influenced voters any at all over the next few elections?
Let me see.
Say, after Gerald Ford was ousted in the election of 76, I believe. Do you think that's one of the reasons maybe he might have came to more southern states? I don't have any facts in front of me.
It very well could have been.
Maybe changed southern sentiment.
It very well could have been. A lot of southerners supported Nixon, and I supported Nixon at that time. Interesting, you may ask. I was in Washington, D.C. when Nixon left. I was up there on 2 weeks reserve, Army reserve duty. And all the members of our unit were saying, you know, President, you know, don't resign. You know, tell them, we believe Nixon. What we believe is just a bunch of thugs that broke into that. And I didn't know the full story about Watergate until years afterward, after all this came out of press. But yes, I'm sure that had some effect on the 76 election. I'm trying to remember who I even voted for in 76. Who ran against Carter? I know Carter got elected, but who ran against him?
It was Rockefeller, wasn't it? Or was that the vice president?
Shit, I don't remember.
I believe Rockefeller was the vice president. No, it was Carter Mondale versus Rockefeller, wasn't it?
I really don't remember.
I believe it was Carter Rockefeller, Carter Rockefeller versus Walter Mondale.
Well, anyway, Carter was elected, and I'm sure that Watergate had a lot to do with him getting elected.
What were your personal feelings on Watergate? Like you said, did you think he didn't really had anything to do with it?
I just didn't really. Watergate. A lot of people might have known what it was about. Until I got to Washington, D.C., I thought Watergate had some. I thought the name had some connotation with the problem. I thought Watergate was some type of paper that Watergate paper. And hell, I got up there and I found out Watergate was just an apartment building. That's where the Democratic Party was at. And so a lot of people, even, you know, back in those times, I was in my early 30s, and it was just Washington politics, and a lot of people, I'm sure, were like me, didn't even know what Watergate was about.
Okay. So I put Will Bush through here. I'm going to shoot just a little bit, see what I come up with. Okay, we're going to shift back a little bit to the racial views. Can you claim segregation evolved to desegregation over the years? And you've been in both polars. They went from total segregation to, quote, total desegregation. See, how do you feel about that? And do you think some of the minorities are taking advantages of their impoverished past when they didn't get enough, they weren't given the freedoms, now that they're given these freedoms? Are they taking too much advantage, or do you have any opinions whatsoever on that? So you don't have to actually.
I hear you. I don't mind giving my opinion on that. I learned a long time ago, it doesn't matter what color you are. If you try to work and do what's right, you'll be recognized
as a person with some worth, some value. And the only problem I have with minorities or white folks or polka dots or Chinese or what have you is the folks that take advantage of the welfare social system that we have and will not work when they're physically able. That's something I detest. I don't know if integration has caused a more of a problem with this. Maybe just the evolution of the welfare system makes it more visible today. I don't even remember welfare when I was growing up. Maybe I just wasn't aware of it. Maybe it's mushroom policy, just keep them in the dark. But for whatever reason, welfare is becoming a social economic problem of this country. That if we don't control, it'll be the ruin. Well, that won't be the ruin. It'll just be a contributor to the decline of the of this nation as far as people having a higher standard of living, because our tax dollars are paying for welfare, and those folks ought to be working as physically able. Now, if somebody can't work because they're sick and disabled, yeah, we ought to take care of them. But none of this just sitting around because I get a check and I get food stamps, I don't have to do it. They ought to be out there working. That's what the CCCs were for in the 30s. And my daddy was in the CCC, made a dollar a day, and he's glad to get it.
Okay. Okay. You don't have to give your personal views on this because it doesn't really matter. But the interracial relationships over the years, how have they changed in the Deep South from what you've seen?
Oh, they've changed from total rejection, from alienation of the... Well, let me back up a minute. When I say total rejection, I grew up in a segregated society, but yet I had, back in those times, there were colored folks. We call them black, when in the pop term, it's colored people. I mean, I'm very familiar. A lot of people use the term nigger, and a lot of people use the term Negro, and I don't think that Negro is a derogatory term to the race either, but we call them colored people in the same context you use black, but they call them colored people. I had colored acquaintances. I did not run around with. I did not socialize with. But I consider them good people. I'll never forget a young man that works for my daddy in the car lot. He was a colored kid back in the late 50s. He was going to school at Tuskegee. He was going to school to be a professional person, yet he would come and work for my daddy, wash cars in the summertime and during Christmas when he was on break. And my daddy would take care of this man, this boy, because he was just 17, 18 years old. He would treat him good. He'd always drive cars back from the sales for us. He may not have been able to if we would stop and eat, he might not be able to go in and eat with us at a cafe, but we took care of him. We would get the same food we ate and bring back to him, and he accepted that because he would sacrifice any type of intellectual thought or stand about segregation for the economics of being with someone and knowing that we were trying to take care of them the best way we were. So what I'm trying to say is I did have some colored friends at that time that I enjoyed myself.
Okay, speaking of interracial relationships, how have interracial relationships with men and women of different race changed since you've been living?
Oh, are you talking about mixed marriages?
Mixed marriages.
I've seen more of them as I grow older.
Did you see any when you were younger at all?
I'm trying to remember.
Can you even remember the first couple you did see? Maybe the first time you actually seen anybody?
Boy, I can't tell you the first time I saw it. It was revolting to me. I remember the first time I saw it. Still is revolting to me to an extent. And I'll tell you why. Not for the two that get married. They deserve each other as far as I'm concerned. It's just the kids. It's just this yellow kid that is not a black, it's not a white, you can't hang out with this one, can't. That's the person that suffers. And those two folks that got married do not have enough forethought to realize that.
Okay. Okay, one last question. The L.A. Riots. What are your opinion on them, and do you think the minorities handled the situation justly or whatnot? How do you think they handled this poorly, bad? Do you think they were justified in what they did? You know, just stuff like that.
I don't think the L.A. Riots really had anything to do with the race. I think it was just a bunch of outlaws trying to take advantage of the situation. I'm sure that the TV cameras showed more blacks that were looting and rioting than Hispanics or whites. But as far as I was concerned, they were all outlaws. It didn't matter what color. I mean, you didn't break into a person's business to take advantage of the situation. It could have been because of the lower. I don't know why the hell they burned their buildings, you know, in the places that they worked and lived. I mean, they burned up establishments where they worked, and there wasn't any place to work. And no matter what color you were, if you burn up that place that someone employed someone, they didn't have a job.
Okay. Well, I think that's good. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been fun talking to Mr. Frank Cobb.